Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, and today is National Parents' Day Off. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. An Acworth woman was shot and killed by her husband. Marietta First Church of the Nazarene held their 9/11 memorial service. Pope High School is investigating who drew swastikas in the bathroom. Cobb County and Jim Hickey talks about helping rebuild the World Trade Center. Learn more about Pennsylvania's Flight 93 memorial. And many companies say it's too soon to know how President Biden's vaccine order will play out. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. An Acworth man has been charged with murder after shooting and killing his wife early Sunday morning. 34-year-old Quintarius Beck is being held at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center. Around 2:40 a.m. Sunday, Acworth police received a call regarding a person shot at 4958 Park Brook Drive. There, they found Beck's injured wife, 32-year-old Adrienne Rush. She was taken to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital, where she later passed away. In addition to murder, Mr. Beck has been charged with aggravated assault, battery, cruelty to children, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. The incident is under investigation.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.?
During a special service at a church off Dallas Highway Saturday night, people honored the memory of those killed in the September 11th terrorist attacks and recalled an America transformed by them. The Marietta First Church of the Nazarene hosts an annual 9/11 service, and this year invited speakers Bill Caminos and a retired New York City fire chief who now works at the Acworth Police Department Detention Center, retired U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Tim Frierson, and Major David Ellis of the Cobb County Police Department. The service began with remarks from Pastor Jerry Carnes and a video montage of the attacks and subsequent collapse of the Twin Towers, set to the song Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning by Alan Jackson. Pope High School is investigating an incident in which a pair of swastikas were drawn in a boy's bathroom this week, along with words Hail Hitler. In a seemingly unrelated incident Thursday, some school property was damaged, with sinks ripped from their walls and mirrors stolen. In a letter to parents, Principal Thomas Flugum said the East Cobb School would hold those responsible accountable to our district policies and applicable state laws. A picture of an anti-Semitic graffiti circulated on social media this week, and in his letter, Principal Flugum said he had spoken to and been meeting with concerned parents, students, and community members regarding the incident. The post also notes the vandalism may be part of a challenge trending on the social media app TikTok, encouraging students to boast about having stolen school property. It's the second anti-Semitic incident reported in Cobb County in the past 13 months. In August 2020, several fences had been sprayed with swastikas in a community off Holly Springs Road in East Cobb. A retired New York firefighter spoke in Cobb County about the September 11th attacks. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
Ordinary people living ordinary lives went to work that morning, many never returning home.
In an emotional speech at the foot of Kennesaw Mountain on Saturday morning, James DeVolio, a former New York City firefighter, gave a firsthand account of his experience on September 11th, 2001, and of the chaos at Ground Zero.
There were no cars on the road, and there were so many people just walking. Almost all were covered in dust. They were covering their faces just trying to breathe. Some were bleeding, some were bandaged. Some were being helped by others, but they were all covered in dust. We drove as far as we could. We parked somewhere around Broadway and Vesey Street. There was a Duane Reade on the corner. There were hundreds of firefighters and cops standing throughout the intersection as this Duane Reade store was being ransacked for all of its content. The fire chief was yelling, "Get these supplies down to the Trade Center," as a chain of people were dumping these supplies into these giant mail bins on wheels.
James DeVolio's speech headlined the Field of Flags 9/11 Memorial Service, organized every 5 years by the Kiwanis Club of Marietta.
There were cars burning everywhere. There were buildings on fire. Some buildings were already collapsed. We continued to walk towards the Trade Center. There was a rainstorm of debris. There were two older ladies walking towards me. They had just walked out of the cloud. They looked like they just faced a bomb blast. Their clothes were torn. They were completely disheveled, covering their faces, and they were completely covered in dust.
Saturday's service featured remarks by members of the club, a presentation of colors by the Marietta Fire Department Color Guard, a reciting of the American Creed, renditions of the national anthem, God Bless America, and Amazing Grace, and a 21-gun salute. And of course, James DeVolio's speech.
I remember searching the 7 World Trade Center, a massive skyscraper that was fully involved in fire for most of that afternoon. And I remember at 5:21 that evening watching and feeling that 47-story tower collapse into a cloud of hot smoke and debris and thinking to myself, nobody could survive that collapse. Nobody. And guys just started crying. The guys were holding each other, and it was infectious. Guys just started crying. And I guess we all realized the destructive force that came down on our brothers when those two towers collapsed, as well as so many innocent lives. I felt what it was like to feel what unimaginable felt like. At the end of the day, I knew we were missing at least 19 brothers from our firehouse and a lot more brothers on the job. I would later learn that those numbers grew to 2,977 innocent souls, which 343 were New York City firefighters and 72 were law enforcement.
The service ended with a series of speakers reading aloud the names of the 2,977 people killed that day. Nearby, people wandered among the forest of flags volunteers had planted the week before, one for each victim. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm J.P. Edwards.
Like most Americans who were old enough to realize what had happened, Cobb resident Jim Hickey remembers exactly where he was on September 11, 2001. The Army veteran, father of four, and engineer was in a conference room in a Buckhead office building. His boss insisted people turn their phones off during the meetings, but a colleague stepped out and quickly returned to tell Hickey and the others they needed to come and look at the TV. Needless to say, the meeting was canceled, and Hickey and his colleagues were given the rest of the day to work or leave the office as they saw fit. It wasn't until several years later that Hickey would learn he was to play a part in the aftermath of the terrorist attack. In late 2008, he was working on a project in South Korea for engineering and design firm Parsons Brinckerhoff, now WSP USA. An executive for the firm called and asked if he'd be interested in working on the construction of the New World Trade Center. He worked on the New World Trade Center for 2 years, from April 2009 to April 2011, on a team of about 100. The firm provided engineering services to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the government agency which owns and operates the World Trade Center campus. 20 years since the Twin Towers fell, the massive new complex, still under construction, is mostly complete. The grandest building, One World Trade Center, was completed in 2014. Two of the 7 office buildings, 2 WTC and 5 WTC, in the complex are still to be completed, as is a new performing arts center.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck?
The traffic perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
At 10:03 a.m. on September 11, 2001, the last of four planes that were hijacked earlier that morning crashed into a field near the town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The people behind the 9/11 attacks later claimed the hijackers who commandeered the plane intended to crash it into the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., but passengers and crew stormed the cockpit, prompting the hijackers to crash the plane into the field, which is less than 20 minutes flying time to Washington, D.C. The Flight 93 National Memorial is located in Stony Creek Township in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, roughly 2 miles north of Shanksville. The memorial was opened to family members of the victims on September 10, 2015, and is now open to the public 7 days a week, 365 days a year, from sunrise to sunset, though visitors are urged to contact the memorial in advance due to potential restrictions or closures related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Visitors to the Flight 93 National Memorial also can visit the Memorial Plaza. The Memorial Plaza features the Wall of Names, which is made up of 40 white polished marble stones inscribed with the names of the passengers and crew who were aboard Flight 93 on 9/11. The Memorial Plaza extends 1/4 mile alongside the area where Flight 93 crashed. Visitors can walk along the Memorial Plaza and view the impact site, including a grove of eastern hemlock trees that were damaged by the crash. A gap in the tree line is still visible and serves as a lasting scar of the crash. Prior to this week, vaccination requirements in Cobb County were limited to a select number of private companies, healthcare providers, and federal employees. That state of affairs may be completely upended in the coming months with President Joe Biden's announcement that companies with 100 employees or more will be required either to have their employees vaccinated or administer weekly COVID-19 tests. The order will affect more than 80 million workers. The day after President Biden's announcement, however, many companies had little clarity on how they'd roll out the mandate. Among the large firms that MDJ reached out to Friday, most said they were still sizing up the new policy with no firm sense of what implementation would look like. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, Copywriter. All rights reserved.
Open for fun at the 2021 Superior Plumbing Presents North Georgia State Fair, September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta. I hope it all feels right. The Carriage Kia Concert Series featuring Gabby Barrett, Chris Lane, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Will. Free family shows and great fair food, too. Admission $10. 10 and under, always free. Follow us on social media or visit NorthGeorgiaStateFair.com for more information. Open for fun in 2021.